Hurricane season officially starts next week, and today the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration released its official forecast, above normal. WWNO's Coastal Desk reporters Travis Lux and Tegan Wendland tell us what it means.
So, Travis, every year NOAA makes an official prediction. Based on weather forecasts, officials try to determine how likely it is we'll get hurricanes and how big those hurricanes might be. So you listened in on the official NOAA press conference. What's the prediction for this year?
Well, so predictions are made compared to the average number of storms in a given year. The prediction this year is above average. These predictions are made compared to averages based on previous years. Normally, there's about 12 named tropical storms in a given year. This year, forecasters are predicting anywhere between 11 and 17 named tropical storms.
And how do they make that prediction?
Predictions are made based on a couple different factors: ocean temperatures, wind and weather patterns like El Nino. But there are limitations to these predictions.
It does not predict when, where, and how these storms might hit and if they will make landfall.
That was Ben Friedman. He's a NOAA administrator. So the bottom line here is basically just that these predictions are all about numbers. Even though they're pretty sure that we'll see more storms compared to normal this year, we can't know anything about their intensity. You know, there could be a bunch of little ones. There could be one really big one. We also don't know where or when they'll make landfall. You know, they could hit anywhere from Texas to Boston.
But it's not really just about numbers for the people of New Orleans. We deal with this threat of water daily, and we have this elaborate system to protect the city. Every year, officials like to show it off. So the Army Corps opened the gates at the 17th Street Canal and turned on the pumps.
So where were they pumping this water? What were they doing here?
So we have this canal system to drain water out of the city. It flows through the gutters and streets and pipes and drains into the canals and then flows all the way out to Lake Pontchartrain. But a hurricane can cause storm surge to push tons of water from the lake back through those same openings and then flood the city, which is what happened during Katrina. So the Corps tests its pumps and gates every month to make sure they work. Here's Army Corps Commander Colonel Michael Clancy.
So we are at the interim control structure for 17th Street Outfall Canal, which has a gate and a bunch of pumps designed to block Lake Pontchartrain and drain the canal.
So it sounds like the pumps work. Should people feel safe this season?
Officials say we should never feel totally safe. No matter how many walls we build, we can't guarantee that they won't fail. And we have this giant wall around the city now, the Hurricane and Storm Damage Risk Reduction System, that we didn't have during Katrina. Clancy and the Corps are pretty proud of it, but it's not fail-proof. We can't plan for everything.
New Orleans has a wonderful hurricane risk reduction system. Corps of Engineers has spent almost $15 billion since Hurricane Katrina upgrading and improving the defenses of New Orleans, but we can't prevent every single incident from happening. So storms, giant storm could still come and overtop the system we've constructed, so everyone needs to be ready.
The Corps' job is to make us feel safe, but ultimately there are limitations to science and engineering. We can only make a guess as to the number of hurricanes and only protect the city from a certain amount of surge. So officials say people like you and I should have a plan to evacuate if need be.
I'm new around here, so what exactly is a plan?
You should have emergency supplies on hand, and you should have a route plan so you can get out of the city. So if you are looking for tips, Travis, you can go to NOLA.gov/ready.
All right. Well, thanks, Tegan.
Thank you, Travis.
That was WWNO Coastal reporters Tegan Wendland and Travis Lux on this year's hurricane season, which officially starts June 1st.